you went with Jaden Nkuruma and Chris Atkin. How do you sort of evaluate their performance, what you've seen today?
Yeah, so Jaden's our starting halfback, that's why he played. Chris Atkin's the most active number seven with the injuries that we've got. So I thought Jaden played busted. He did what he could. And I thought Chris Atkin had some good moments and some not so good moments.
Jaden went off towards the end. Was that him pretty much, you know, done and dusted?
Yeah, he was really struggling in the back end. There was no point leaving him on for the last, I don't know what it was, 15 minutes. Mickey was, he struggled all week with his shoulders to get him on the training field. And to be honest, I didn't think we came to the game.
The team showed spirit, created opportunities. Are you encouraged by that at all?
Well, I've just said we've come away from home over to France and scored 24 points and not won the game. So there's no doubt we can attack for as poor as we was with the ball. So my biggest frustration is poor errors, discipline with the ball.
I'm going to say, Kurt, it fears that might be a reoccurring thing, you know, strong performances undone by unforced errors. You know, what do you put that down to?
Oh, I think it's just concentration in the moment. We've got to concentrate better in the moment, especially when fatigue kicks in. You can understand it was off the shapes and off the offloads in particular, but play ones, play twos from a kick return, they're the frustrating ones.
It almost felt like Catalan scored, you scored back, and showing that fight only then to undo it by another self-inflicted error. What are the team learning by this, and I guess how do you flush it out?
Well, the positive that we're taking from it, when we go set for set in what I call a cycle in the game, we look very good. We can break teams down in the cycle, we can show that we're tough and resilient, but if you don't complete within the cycle, teams will hurt you in this competition. So the positives are we're getting in the cycles of game, which is really good, but we just need to be smart at the back end of it.
And as a coach, how frustrating is it for you? Because obviously you're out there on the field, Kurt, you know, when there's like, I think it was Steinway had knocked it on after receiving a set restart penalty.
Yeah, I think this is probably the flattest I've been today, Mick. I think because it's been back-to-back performances in regards to the errors. If we'd have completed up at 85%, we'd probably won with the game. So it's probably the flattest I've been.
I think it was 22-10 at half-time. What was the message at half-time? You still certainly showed that character spirit, belief that you could get a result here.
It was cut out the errors and tighten up on the hardest D.
In terms of obviously that second half, there was a number of controversial calls. There was the Jaden Nkuruma no try after Guy Armitage had a foot in touch, and then Ethan Ryan adjudged to be offside despite no camera confirming that. What's your thoughts on that? I know last week you said Lee deserved that win. You can't groan about those controversial calls, but it was a bit tighter today.
Yeah, there was a couple. There was a couple of big calls. I think he, I had no replay on the game mix. I was watching it live as you guys were on the big screen because our computer technology had stopped working, so I couldn't watch it back. But ultimately, the Ethan Ryan one's very frustrating because the referee went with a no try, which I'm not sure why he'd have gone with that in the moment. And then obviously, they didn't have the footage to see if Ethan was onside or not on the other trial. So very frustrating. The Guy Armitage one, to moments of inches, and we just didn't win that one.
To where you were a few weeks ago, there weren't all these sort of first errors. How easy do you think it's going to be to get back to that?
I think once it clicks for us, it'll come, Mick. We're still a new group. We're getting to round 15, round 16 now, when the competition starts to bite. You know, there's some lads who've never been full-time Super League players before, so they're understanding how difficult the competition is. So once we cut out the errors, we can show that we can compete at this level.
Zach Fulton wasn't in the squad.
So Zach has got some bulging discs in his neck, so he's in a lot of pain. So he's going to see a specialist next week. If he needs surgery, it could be a long time out. If he doesn't need the surgery, I still think it could be pretty lengthy for him to recover. So it doesn't look great for Zach.
And obviously, after losing Ed Chamberlain, it just feels like the adversity is being thrust upon you.
Yeah, it does. It does, yes, yeah. It's part and parcel that comes with the game. It's pretty unique, the situation we're going through. But again, we'll just keep cracking on, we'll just keep putting bodies in there, we'll just keep competing like we have done today.
Just on Ryan Sutton, how pleased were you for him to score? I think it was his first class try since August 2022 when he scored against St George.
Really?
Yeah. Well, nearly 4 years.
Well, to flip how we play, we create opportunities for front rowers and for middles and back rowers, so it's nice for one of our front rowers to get a try.
Just on Sam Hallis, I'm not sure if he's injured. What's the latest with him?
Sam's just had a shoulder operation. Sam's season will be over.
Yeah, I've seen Sam at John's funeral actually, so I think he is out this
one. Yeah.
But for Kurt, as well as the errors, how frustrating is it where you're making the errors? Those pens and six again were coming sort of right on your own line, which is so hard to defend when you're giving them repeat sets so close in, I guess.
Yeah, it's very difficult because some of them are very inconsistent in which ones are the back to sixes. Mm. But ultimately, we didn't show enough resilience to defend our try line. And then when you defend a full set and they score on a last player run, it's part of the frustration because it's concentration in that very last moment of the set. So again, it just adds to the frustration of the game.
Nothing was that first half in terms of the two tries that he scored were so good, but it felt like there was very little beyond that in an attacking sense. What did you make of that?
Well, I think, did we have two good ball sets and score two tries in the first half? So, yeah, there's no doubt we can score points. And as you've shown with the second half, when momentum swings in the game at the moment, you've got to capitalise on them moments. And again, we've come away with 24 points and lost the game.
You very much prioritised at the start of the season, right? Wonga and Ethan are going to play as an edge together. They've had, yes, Wonga's been for the middle a long time to get used to that. Where is Connor and Guy? Obviously, he's a new partnership out there. Is that always something that'll take time to progress and develop when it's two new guys out there?
It's not so difficult, Nathan. We have that many different combinations and that many changes week to week. It is so difficult to get any connection. You can train it and train it and train it, but then when fatigue kicks in, you're playing against elite Super League players, it's very difficult. So you're almost learning your repetitions in games where it's almost too late. But I know if Guy and Connor have a run there, they'll get better.
Obviously, Phoenix was on the change bench straight after 3 months out. Then he started today. He talked to me at the airport on Thursday about how much faith he actually texted you and thank you for joining that. How much do you rate him as a player?
Yeah, he's a fantastic young man. Firstly, he's a very good player. I probably want to start him today if that was fit. I'd like to let him in a little bit more, but again, to be exposure, it's not always a bad thing, so he'll be better for his next game at St Helens.
Obviously, Jack had been out for a long, long time. He came with you with a 20-man squad, didn't make the squad today. How close would he to being selected at the
moment? Yeah, he's not too far off, Jack.
Good stuff. And obviously, Reeves went off for a couple of minutes. I'm frustrated by green cards. They feel very inconsistent. Do you feel that's the case? Cruz Leon went down a few minutes later, didn't go off. Reeves had to come off. Not his fault, he gets a hard tackle on him. It just feels like there could be a better way around that.
Yeah, I don't know the answer. I think I may have the answer and make a lot of money at the moment, but I don't.
And obviously, you never want to make excuses. You don't think the heat today was any sort of factor all this week. Obviously, it's a lot warmer than you used to play, but I imagine that wasn't.
No, it actually cooled down by kickoff from what we've been used to. We're very lucky the club had paid for an extra day on the Thursday, so that was best for prep. It was fantastic. So we've had fantastic preparation. There's no excuses from me.
Absolutely. And just how important has this sort of few years been? Like you mentioned, it was key for your fans out here. How big has it been? Yes, the result's disappointing, the things are different, but as a whole, as a trip in itself.
Well, it's my first time away with the group, so it's really important. There's been we had a big meeting on Thursday, a bit of an internal meeting just about where we've come from and our backgrounds. That was really big. We've spent a lot of time together away from the training field, so I think the trip will only help us for the back end of the year because we've really connected as a group and come together.
Anyone else other than Jason, obviously just taking off to protect him, injured, or is everyone sort of both okay from the game itself?
I think everybody's okay.
Just a final for me, Kurt. I've seen Nobby for a few weeks. Has he taken a step back from that coaching role, or just think he's got a bit of a holiday? What's going on?
No, he's had a back operation.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, so Nobby's had a pretty severe back operation. He's okay, he's back up and moving. So we'll see the old fellow up and about smiling soon.
You know the news about, but even Nobby's out injured for a minute.
No problem at all, thank you.
Even as early as
10, oh, Jesus!
Even as early as 10, 20 minutes in, you can see we're very end to end rugby. You know, we scored through Sutton and then another picturesque try for me from Ryan.
Yeah.
And then we received the ball, exchanged the ball 20 metres out, and then Catalan's a good enough team to punish him in that instance. Did you pick up on that before half time?
No, we knew if we kept turning the ball over at some point they were going to get us, and that's inevitable in Super League. There's that many good teams and that many good players. You know, they've got a spine of Lewis Dodd, Toby Sexton and Staines and Cruz Lehman, so they're a pretty tidy spine, so they will pick you off if you keep giving them the ball.
Did you make any tactical adjustments at half time, and did you see them actually implemented out there?
No, we didn't strip anything back. We just spoke about concentrating more in the moment and playing the ball, making sure when you go into contact you keep hold of the ball. And just squeezing up defensively out of yardage. There was no big message, there was no big secrets at half time.
In the second half, it felt somewhat similar to the first half, but instead of errors on our own 20 metre line, it was 50-50 decisions, millimetres apart. Did you pick up on that, and did you think that, you know, the boys actually performed really well in that second half?
They did. I thought we were much better in the second half. Obviously, the points come with it. I don't know what score it would have been in the second half. I don't really focus on that, but again, there's no doubt we're a tough, resilient team and we can score points. We've just got to be better with the ball.
There were a couple of moments that really stood out as decisive to me, and like momentum shifting, like when Doro was unable to collect as well. It felt like if we had that field position then, we really could have got a roll on, and then Ethan Ryan was adjudged to be offside. Guy Armitage, it really looked like he scored, and then that decision was overturned. There's a lot of positives to take from that.
Yeah, we speak about a lot winning the big moments in games. Sometimes you win the big moments, but you don't always get the reward for it, and I think a couple of times we had that. But yeah, there's still no complaints.
Joe's family, is there anything that you're going to take from this week and apply to next week's game?
Yeah, just keep holding the ball, crank everything up by 20-30%, and we can beat Saints.
This is West Yorkshire Rugby League Radio with Mick the Game Caller Gledhill.